This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, that'd be North Dakota. Here's what I tell everyone. In the great U.S. of A. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. This is What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land.
From the greatest country on the face of the earth. And last night, some folks debating to lead this country, to talk about this country, to talk about what ails us. I'm not sure I heard enough from that crowd to establish the people who are watching that are thinking, okay, am I a Biden? Am I a GOP? Or do I want the status quo? Or do I want to just how big of a mess we have in this country. I mean, the border, the economy, inflation, China eating our lunch. I mean, go right down the list. They dabbled in it. But it was more, in my mind, a Republican brawl. Real GOP on GOP. Naturally, it's a debate. That's supposed to happen. I understand. I get it. But Biden is the problem here. The Biden administration is the enemy here of everything we as conservatives, as God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering people see happening to our country every day. And whether it is the ridiculous eco-terrorist farce of climate change, whether it is men saying, I want to be in a girl's locker room and compete in a girl's team. Go down the list. I don't think last night was worthy of the mess we're in, but it's a start. It's the first one, and it was interesting. Our question to you today, what one word describes that debate? What one word describes the debate in your mind? And the winner so far, by the way, and you'll get a free MyPillow, by the way, for a little incentive to answer the question, but the winner so far is... The it wasn't one word, Chris, but it was one phrase to describe last night's debate, and it was what?
Oh, I think you're talking about my favorite phrase, and that being preseason football.
It was preseason football. Yeah, exactly like last night. Steve Halston was there for it all in the arena in Milwaukee and interviewed Governor Doug Burgum. We're going to play that here in a bit, but want to catch up with Steve on his thoughts on last night, having been in the room. Could you feel the electricity there, Steve? Steve on? Sorry, hang on. We didn't get you yet.
Hello?
Steve? Now
hello,
we got you. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey. Hi, fellas. Yeah, good morning. Great to hear some voices from home. I saw a few people from Fargo last night, but always great to talk to you boys. Yeah, I could probably fill up your whole next hour. As you guys know, I like the analysis and breaking things down. I have a million takeaways and conclusions, but I would say that while there was excitement there, I think everybody knew going in that as it stands right now, whether you like it or not, everybody's playing for second place. And I think that the reality of that, I think, got lost for a while last night during the excitement of the event. But afterwards, as I was talking to several people in the spin room, people like Candace Owens, people like John Thune from South Dakota, the question you come to at the end is, can any of these people beat Trump? And everybody looks at you and goes, man, I don't know. And it would be so much different if we had a different answer to that question at the end. And barring Donald Trump somehow getting hit by a bus or being left off the ballot by some radical attorneys general and can't be on the ballot, I just think that this was a really interesting night and a night where a lot of people got to grow up in front of the camera, but one that ultimately may not mean a whole lot in the end.
What's your one word to describe what happened last night, what we saw, the overall impression? One word that is your takeaway.
Encouraged. I would say encouraged because a couple of things. You take any of those people last night and you put them pound for pound, policy, articulation, basic human functioning, ideas, excitement, a belief in the American public, and I would say every one of them is a better choice than what the left offers right now. And I know Tim Walz likes to talk about we're the party of ideas, but the Republicans are a party of principles. You may not like them if you're on the left, but these are principled people that go back to things that have worked over time. And when you see the kind of people there and the kind of experience, guys, I mean, whether you like Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, look at the experience, the people who have been there, done that. Look at the people who have done it in business, Vivek Ramaswamy and Doug Burgum doing what they have done. Experience, Tim Scott, people that have overcome so many things. I think it's so encouraging to see how deep our bench is on the right. And the other thing I would say is the diversity on stage. I love that. I know diversity shouldn't be an end. It should be something we celebrate on the way to an end if it gets us there. But I love the fact that we had a woman up there and we had several people of color there and we had people from different backgrounds. We had insiders. We had outsiders. I just love the different kinds of people that were there. And I think our future is so bright because I think a lot of these people, we may see them again in 2028 if 2024 isn't their time.
I agree with you on the assessment of the field and last night. I wonder, again, we live and breathe this stuff, okay? And, you know, if people that watch this TikTok and could tell you every single thing that has been done to Donald Trump and how he's been wronged, and they're all where they are. But there were people last night watching that debate who are in the mushy middle, who are more worried about mean tweets from Trump than they are about the future the kids and grandkids will have for some unknown reason. You know, the suburban moms, the swing voters, the whatever. What did they think watching that debate last night, do you believe?
That's a great question, Scott. And I thought actually a little bit about that this morning as I was preparing for our conversation today. I love debates and I hate them. It's such great theater. But it rewards the one-liner and the smooth talker way more than the guy or the gal who's fundamentally sound. Like last night, after the debate was done, I had several people that either I was talking to or I overheard, or even during the debate, making a comment of some kind about Doug Burgum that I don't know anything about him. To your point, Scott, people that just don't follow this stuff like we do and that don't live in North Dakota. And I think people like a Doug Burgum leave you wanting more. Like, this guy knows his stuff, and when he gets a chance, he's really good, but he only gets a few slight opportunities, and he's got to hustle, and I'd like to learn more. And if you got more from Doug Burgum, I think the more you heard about him from his knowledge of international business and tech and entrepreneurship and running a state, being from a small town, I think a lot of those things that people will respond to. But there's just not much oxygen in the room by the time it gets to Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum. So what are people in the middle think? I mean, we can kind of say the mushy middle and come up with our way to sort of disparage that group because those of us who are staunch conservatives don't like the people that are in the middle. But let's face it, we need them in a big way in order to win in November 24. And then, oh, by the way, we've got to win people in the middle who aren't on the moderate side of the Republican base either. So it's people like a Doug Burgum that can win in those areas if they get an opportunity to get their voice heard. And Doug didn't get enough chances to do that last night. And I would even argue in a couple of places he could have taken some chances and jumped in a little bit more than he did, especially on the climate change, which he can talk so well and really didn't get a chance to go there. Because when you start appealing to logic and ration and get away from the, you know, he's bad, he's good, or, you know, that quippy little one-liner that you're trying to weigh in on. When you just get to, man, Doug Burgum can really talk about how, you know, China is Russia's gas station. Like, okay, I want to hear more of that, but there's not time there. So I think the people in the middle found some things maybe in candidates that you and I wouldn't say maybe won it. Like, Vivek looked really good. He is so incredibly smooth. So are people going to say he won it? Yeah, maybe. But if you don't like some of his policy things and you're a deep thinker, you're saying, man, there's something about Doug Burgum that I really like. There's something about Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and what they said that I want to learn more about.
Most of our audience in studio with us last night at the launch party thought Governor Burgum was off his game. Some were even critical that they were mad he didn't take his full allotment of time. He'd stop even before the bells had rang. Do you think he was off his game? Is that what do you make of that description from our audience?
Yeah, I do, Scott. I think, first of all, the guy is not human. I've had that same exact injury he had, a full tear of the Achilles, even got it playing basketball the same way he did. I just remember being on heavy painkillers for 2 or 3 days, and I asked him off the microphone when we were done last night, I said, hey, I just got to ask you, like, I don't know what painkillers you took or didn't, but the fact you did that, and he just said, yeah, I just got some over-the-counter stuff. I mean, that injury, if you haven't had it before, I can't even tell you what it's like. It's like a kidney stone or like giving birth, but that is, for him to be up there without painkillers, to be able to stand for 2 hours, and then he was in that spin room, you guys, doing every interview, every question from everybody who wanted to talk to him, and it was everybody. He was probably on his feet just as long after the debate as he was during the debate.
Wow. So, short break here. Come back more with Steve Hallstrom from Milwaukee. Kevin Flynn and I, super producer Chris Larson is here, and of course your take as well. We have a great list of one words to describe the debate. Call us or text us. Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On your mind, 20 past the hour. I wonder how many media entities were flying from North Dakota to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to be in the middle of the action, talking to Candace Owens and senators and congressmen and our own Governor Doug Burgum. Steve Hallstrom was there from the Steve Hallstrom Show, 4 until 6 this afternoon. You'll get A little fill-in as Steve wings his way back here, but boy, that was you got to be thrilled with just being part of the action last night, huh, Steve?
It was really cool, Scotty. Yep, and I don't know that anybody else in the building got a one-on-one with Doug after the debate was done, but I was able to do that. He was a gentleman. He was high energy even after all that time and came over and said, thanks so much for coming out. Thanks for being patient and getting me off the network TV sets. And so I had a chance to visit with him right after the debate was done. And I said, so Doug, I've got to ask you, what has the last 24 hours been like for you?
It's certainly been interesting, and you know, great to have a chance to be playing some ball over at Marquette. I was the great basketball tradition. I thought this would be a great way to unwind. And I joked tonight with everybody back home, saying break a leg, the old well wished when you go on stage. I guess I took them a little too literally.
How much of a distraction was that ankle tonight?
Well, we had. Some things that had to happen today. I was able to get in to see the. Of course, we're here in the facility where the Bucks play. I was able to get in to see the Bucks orthopedic surgeon, and he supports them and the Brewers. So he's seen a few Achilles thing. And I was after the ER last night. I was hoping, the initial thing was maybe I had a partial tear, but after about 1 minute, he's like, no, you've blown the whole thing. But you've been there. You know what that's like.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about tonight. What was your game plan coming in tonight, and how did it unfold for you?
Well, game plan was when you're in the eighth spot, that they're going to be putting more questions maybe towards some other candidates, and so we ended up in the analysis very close to the same amount of talking time as everybody else on stage, so we'll take that as a win. And also, we had a chance to introduce ourselves to the American public, talking about the issues that we know matter to everybody. That's the economy, that's the energy policy, and that's national security. And of course, if I had a wish there had been more time to talk about, all the great things that are going on in North Dakota, because we've got such a great story to tell in our state, and how things are just rolling, how we've cut red tape, how we've lowered taxes, how we passed the biggest tax increases in history this spring, how we've got the highest GDP of any Republican-led state in the nation right now. It's $24,000 per person higher in North Dakota than a place like Florida. Just look it up on a chart. So there's a lot more that we have an opportunity to tell, but we're where we are, having just launched 3 months ago, we feel like we're in a great position, and we're looking forward. We've got a very busy schedule between now and the next debate.
It seems to me like a lot of your message tonight was geared toward Iowa and New Hampshire. You talked a lot about those small-town roots. How much of what you had to say tonight was geared toward everybody in the country, and then how much of it was strategic toward the next steps in this campaign?
Well, I think that there's a lot of commonality around small towns all around this whole country. Neighbors helping neighbors, people looking out for each other, don't have the problems that we're seeing in some of these large metros. And so I think I was very sincere about that maybe it's time as a country we turn to, some of that small town common sense, get her done kind of attitude, as opposed to, we need a government program to fix everything, get back to some basics around freedom and liberty and things that we're doing in North Dakota. So I do that. But certainly in Iowa and New Hampshire, two very rural states, and we're having a blast on the ground in those two states. And, of course, I would tell anybody back home, don't look at the national polls, because it's like if Dots Pretzels were only launched in two states, Iowa and New Hampshire, and then you ask somebody in Oklahoma, what do you think of Dots Pretzels? They'd be like, I've never heard of it. Well, that's where we were before tonight. A lot of people hadn't heard of us, but, we were tied for fourth in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago, and half the people that answered that survey had still never heard of us. So we know that if we get the word out about who we are, the issues that we're talking about, we're going to continue to see our numbers rise.
Was there a point that you wanted to land hard tonight that you thought got through?
Well,
anything in particular?
Well, I think I think hopefully people understand on Ukraine that this idea that somehow in the Republican Party that we can just walk away from Taiwan, walk away from Ukraine. When we walked away from Afghanistan, this disastrous withdrawal, every one of our allies in the world took a big gasp and said, wow, is this the kind of, kind of friend that we have, an ally, where they say you're with you until they decide they're not because of some politics back home? And the cheapest thing that we can do as a country is support somebody else to win a war. But we're not supporting Ukraine. The United States would never fight a war like the Ukrainians are fighting in Eastern Europe. They would never fight that without air support. We would never go into battle without air support. So now we dilly dally for a year, and then we talk about, oh, well, maybe some other countries can give them some fighter jets. Oh, maybe now we'll give them some training, and then we're like a year and a half too late. And if we do the same thing, kiss Taiwan goodbye. And while people may think that, we've got large companies in North Dakota, that farm, that sell agricultural equipment. We have strong ties in our state to Ukraine, but nothing like our dependence on Taiwan. And if we just let China roll in and take Taiwan, every American's going to go, what happened? And you'll trace it back to the Afghanistan withdrawal, green lighting Putin to come in. And we saw Putin today. He's not a president of a country. He's a mob boss. And one mob boss took out another mob boss. What's the guy worth? $70 billion? He's not a president. We can't keep calling him like he's a president of a country. These are large multinational criminal organizations. And even the Wagner Group, the guy that got taken out today, possibly, or it's day one of the conspiracy theory. Was he just on the manifest or was he actually on the plane? The Wagner had 65 shell companies around the world. When Russia went to help Syria, the Wagner Group ended up with 25% of Syria's oil production. And then that ends up, part of that, Putin gets a cut of that. When they go to help out the Congo, and I'm using air quotes here, they go help out the Congo, well, they take over 200 square miles. Oh, by the way, while we're here, well, that's, one of the largest gold mines in the world. Well, then they're sending that gold back to Russia. So these are not countries the way we think of them, and we can't. But every dollar that has to go to the Ukraine needs to be accounted for, absolutely. But they're shedding their blood, their treasure, their cities to fight a war that we've been part of NATO since 1949 that NATO said they're going to fight. They're the ones that are actually fighting it.
Last question for you. Are you confident that when we do this again in a month in California, Doug Burgum's going to be on that stage again?
Yeah, 100% confident that we're going to be there. Absolutely.
That's huge. He needs to be, because a lot of what you heard in that interview didn't come out last night at that debate. For whatever reason, the injury or just look, those lights are hot, man. They're bright. You are in it. Other listeners are saying last night's debate was embarrassing, a clown show, irrelevant, kindergarten, adolescent, unintelligent, farm league. Another said awakening. Kind of interesting there. And here's some more of your comments coming in about what did you think of Governor Burgum last night?
Yeah, I hate to say it about our governor here of North Dakota, but in the debate, the way it all went in the scheme of things, he was a dud. Sorry to say it. Maybe because he's hurt, but he was a true dud.
Here's another.
Yeah, on the debate, I thought that Mike Pence came across a little bit more Jeb Bush's type of way. Like, how dare you young little whippersnappers challenge me? Is about how he come across. I thought, yeah, he's kind of a rhino.
That's your people are,
anyway, my thoughts.
You're awesome. We love your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, expected to be booked into the Fulton County, Georgia jail today. He said that he would turn himself over on criminal charges, saying yesterday he is proudly surrendering this afternoon. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate are vowing to reverse Bidenomics in the U.S. A man who opened fire on Pittsburgh police is dead following an hours-long standoff and an extremely active shooting situation. The shooting all started yesterday morning after deputies tried to serve an eviction notice. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, wrapping up our post-debate coverage. Last night's debate. Kev, put a cherry on top of this and what you've heard from the listeners today. What do you think we can glean from the descriptions, the one word, the calls, the...
For the most part, I think when it comes to policies and plans, they're pretty united. We gotta fix the border immediately. We've got to get back to energy. And we got to do all the things that Donald Trump already did for 4 years. But I thought they echoed his accomplishments pretty well. And I think we're developing a great bench, was my takeaway. And I think Vivek really did steal the night. Especially, if you haven't seen his closing statement, that's how you close a debate.
It was fantastic.
It was A B C D E F G H I. Boom.
The guy's got a bright future. There's no doubt about that. Here's a few more comments we haven't had a chance to get to yet from Slack. The biggest threat to America, says this listener, is communist deep state Democrats and crooked politicians. Until that's cleaned up, America will never be great. Another says the debate was just like junior high school kids arguing. Not one topic of important issues, total joke. Well, I disagree there. I think there could be more important topics. I would love to have the border get more attention, but I would say there were, you know, China. That's an important topic, right? The farce of the climate action eco-terrorist got some attention. There were... I wouldn't agree with you that not one topic was important, but there could have been more, sure. Here's another. Pence was annoying. He tried to dominate the debate and wouldn't stop talking past his time. Nobody brought up the Bidens and their ties to Ukraine. Money going to Ukraine needs to stop. Good point. That was missed, wasn't it? Why aren't we talking about Biden?
Pence reminded me of Gustafson from Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what, I'm fresh out of beer. It's cold out here. You got some punk over here.
I don't think he hurt himself last night, though. I think he stayed status quo.
He's such a politician, though. It's just he's just too He's just got too much.
You know what? I believe this about Mike Pence. His convictions are real. He's not a phony. He's not saying one thing or doing another.
Yep.
This man is convicted, but he is a political animal. He's just too, you know, like packaged. You know, and he's a spent rooster after what he's done now to Trump. He should have just run. What Mike Pence should have done, in my mind, is run on the record of 4 years of the Trump-Pence administration.
We'll talk
about all the good stuff you did, you know, for crying out loud. Texter said, when did Trump ever ask Pence to ignore the Constitution regarding overruling the election?
He did.
What did Pence mean by that? Well, Mike Pence is not honest when he says Donald Trump told him to ignore the Constitution. That never happened. Donald Trump said, we have constitutional experts that say you can pause this thing and get some more definitive answers before this thing is done in some of these key states. That's all. Difference of opinion, constitutional scholars disagree, but Pence is stretching the truth on that one, isn't he, Kev?
Absolutely. I heard it last night. I went, come on. That is not what he suggested. And you know what? There was a lot of nefarious activity in a lot of those states that should have been questioned. But Mike didn't have the backbone to do it.
Glenn Beck said today on Governor Burgum, no matter how many times he came on screen, I was shocked by the eyebrows, and my first thought was, who is that again? That's interesting.
Let's get Doug a trimmer for his birthday.
Do you think that eyebrows were a little out of whack? I guess
little manscaping might have been needed. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Just saying.
Last text on this topic, and we're going to switch to a great new segment we're going to be doing monthly on What's on Your Mind that's extremely important in the world we live in, and that's cybersecurity. And I know sometimes eyes roll in the back of your head when you're talking about that, but it is important. After this, texter says, hey, I agree with you, Scott. It would have been nice to hear them backing Trump because of what's happening is scary. They're all selfish. None of them said we need to take care of what's happening to these people. Worst thing is they're putting people, the ones fighting for the country, in jail. Yeah, agree. And the one thing I will say on a positive in that note of that, the question was asked, will you support Donald Trump if he's the nominee? And every hand but one went up, including the professional Trump hater, Chris Christie. So that's pretty extraordinary. Great recap. Good stuff. All right, 23 before the top of the hour. In the next 20 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about something that does not get enough attention, and that is cybersecurity. We live in a whole different world. You think about the first time you ever used email versus now and what's possible. It's a whole different world. You need professional advice for your company, for your family, for your kids and social media. This is stuff you need to watch very, very closely. And a lot of companies, quite honestly, are challenged right now about what do I do? I mean, how do I keep up? What do I do? We're going to talk today with Lynn Soweth, who is the Service Manager of Security Services at High Point Networks, and join us for an all-new tech segment to talk specifically about this issue on What's on Your Mind. Lynn, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Tell me first about High Point Networks.
High Point Networks is headquartered in West Fargo, North Dakota. We focus on the Midwest regions. We have offices everywhere from Minneapolis across to Denver, and then we focus from Canada down through Texas. What we do is we help people buy and use technology. So anything you need for your network, your firewalls, your wiring, your cabling, anything you need for systems, your email systems, your endpoint detection systems, those types of things. We do unified communications, so your telephone and your communications. We do physical security, so that's cameras, vape detectors, all kinds of interesting things for that. And we do cybersecurity. My focus is really in the security pillar, both physical and cyber. I happen to be out of the Detroit Lakes office in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. I have a bunch of fantastic engineers on the cyber side that focus on network security, so penetration testing, vulnerability assessments. I focus mostly on security education, security planning for companies and customers, and incident response and testing.
Give me some ideas of the best practices with the companies that you work with, the clients of High Point Networks. Give us the pro tips here.
The pro tips for cybersecurity?
Yeah, just what you see with companies that High Point Network works with where you're protecting data, you're preventing shutdowns. What are some of the first key things you say to businesses to say, hey, do it like they do it?
First of all, you have to tell them there's no magic fairy dust. Not one thing is going to fix your data security problem. Three things really come into play when you're working towards data security, securing your network, and securing your sensitive information. It's people, products, and processes. We all want to buy the widget that will keep all the bad actors out, but that just doesn't exist. We still need products. We need antivirus on our computers. We need firewalls to keep people out. We need intrusion detection to make sure they don't get in. but they're not foolproof. So you have to rely on your people to help keep the intruders out. And in order for people to do that, they have to know what an intruder looks like. So you need to train your people to know what a phishing email looks like. You need to empower your team members to question something suspicious, no matter how silly it may seem. You need to let users know that if they think they've clicked on something, if they think potentially something is wrong with their computer, that they have a place to go to, a safe person to report that to, without being shamed for that. Encourage those types of things. Encourage people to talk to you. Empowering your team members to question someone in the office that they don't know. If you have a guy walking through your office with a ladder over his shoulder, hopefully someone's going to ask him what he's doing there. And in order for people to know the boundaries, to keep everyone safe, we have to have processes or policies in place that are clearly communicated. So in general, people want to do the right thing, so give them processes and policies that help them do that. So
you mentioned,
people, products, and processes.
You mentioned phishing, and that's not catching a walleye. That's a different kind of phishing. But explain how good the bad guys have gotten. I mean, what I see this is that you have white hats. That's High Point Networks. Okay, that's our own Gabe Thomas here internally, our IT manager, one of the managers on our team. He's in our management team. That's how important IT is to us right here, and he works with High Point Networks. And they're the white hats, okay? But there's a lot more black hats out there, isn't there?
There are bad guys out there all over the place, and actually AI is getting easier and easier to let the bad guys do their thing. Phishing emails are emails that propose to be from some other person. So you can have the deceptive phishing emails that just impersonate a legitimate company, and somehow they're attempting to steal information. So that's, hey, I'm your accountant, and I need you to log in here to change your W-4 form, those types of things. There's spear phishing, which phishing emails are more personalized and targeted to the individual. So you can look at a company. LinkedIn is a great place to go to, right? And you find out who the accountant is for that company, and you email that accountant. Maybe you're proposing to be the CEO, and you say, dear accountant, I need you to do a wire transfer to company ABC. And do it today. Do it quickly, please, because we need to get this money to them. There's whaling phishing email campaigns where the bad guys or the scammers target high-ranking officials in your company because they know that those guys have all of the information. Vishing, of course, vishing with a V, not a PH, is calling someone and saying, hey, this is your bank today. I need you to log into your bank account because it looks like there's some fraudulent activity there. And then also, of course, now there's smishing, S-M-I-S-H-I-N-G, and that's fraudulent text messages trying to get you to do something. So they come at you from all angles, and it's very easy. They don't just sit there and do one thing at a time. They've got programs that they just click the button and off go all of these phishing emails to everyone.
We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, look, High Point Networks, you've explained this very well with us, Lynn, and IT experts. These people get it, but how do you get everybody in a company to buy in and know that those are the threats? Because I've learned stuff today that I didn't know of ways that they will do this. We have been trained here to question everything, you know, question everything, and you know, a lot of times just forward something on and say, is this legit, before I even begin to think of opening it. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but how do you get everybody to buy in? Because that's obviously the way they're hoping that
right.
They get through this person to that person, right, Kev? I mean, they're
going
to try everything.
They're better at it.
Exactly right.
Better at it every day.
Lynn Solek is with us with the High Point Network. She's a service manager for security services there. Talk about that when we come back. And I will tantalize you with today's lunch specials from PetroServe USA, where car washes are free today in Harwood through Sunday. Free car wash at the all-new car wash of PetroServe USA, Harwood, North Dakota.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Squeeze this caller in quick on last night, the big debate. And
yeah, Scott, I got a comment that sounded very interesting last night. Find it very interesting. Everybody of all of them up there but one has got to where they are today because of Donald Trump. And then they want to stand there and dish somebody. Well, in my book, that's backdoor. That's somebody I can't trust in the White House. I'll take the business guy. He's good. I think Doug did pretty good. I was happy with what he had to say. Problem is we're North Dakota and we're in the no flyover zone in this whole deal, which is kind of outrageous. And as far as Pence, he needs to go find a church and preach somewhere. I'm sick and tired of listening to him and Nikki Haley and, like I said, and Chris Christie. The guy looks sick. This is the guy you want to run your country. In Arkansas, he needs to go home.
Got to stop you there, but Arkansas's got to go home is a good line. Thanks for the call. More of our debate coverage will continue with Charlie Kirk coming up here in a couple of minutes. Right now we're doing our tech segment, talking a little bit about cybersecurity and getting folks involved. It's our technology segment, Bite-Sized Insights, we call this. So more of that in just a moment here. We are brought to you today by PetroServe USA, where the home cooking is on. Tater Tot Hot Dish or Sloppy Joe's? Which one would you go with, Kev? Tater Tot Hot Dish.
Oh, knowing both, I'd go with their Tater Tot Hot Dish. Yep.
Yeah, West Main Avenue, West Fargo has that today. Swedish Meatballs, 12th and I-29. NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, Chicken Pot Pie in Clinton, Meatloaf in Euland, 45th Street, Scalloped Potatoes with Ham. Back to Bite Size Insight. By the way, that's spelled B-Y-T-E. Do you get to see what we did there? You see what we did there with
Gigabyte, Megabyte,
Yeah, exactly right. Lynn Soweth is our guest, Security Manager of Security Services at High Point Networks. Really important in my mind, with all the challenges you described, Lynn, is the fact that if you don't have buy-in from your whole team, forget about it, right? Talk a little bit about how everybody has to be on the IT team.
Absolutely. Everybody is involved in security, from custodians to CEOs, from front desk people to radio talk show hosts. Security belongs to everyone. And that security culture is bigger than just one event. If you make security fun and engaging, you're going to have better results from your team. With all that being said, it has to start at the top, though. If leadership feels that the security culture and security measures don't need to apply to them, that will be the prevailing attitude throughout the company. But if leaders embrace phishing training, rewarding those who do the right thing, monthly online trainings, team members will see the importance and follow that example.
You guys talk a lot at High Point Networks about a positive security culture. A lot of this sounds like kind of, you know, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, make sure you do this extra verification. How do you keep it positive?
Well, people want security to be fun and engaging. They want to participate in something. They like a challenge. So, for example, at High Point Networks, we have a phish alert button that's available in our email client. So if a user feels that they have received an email that is phishing, they report it through that button. We also do monthly phishing campaigns. So it can become a challenge for our team members to make sure that they recognize and report that phishing campaign each month. Another great opportunity to keep security fun and engaging is October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So run some challenges. Make it fun. Maybe do a sudden death phishing campaign. In everything you do, you want to reward positive behaviors. And something as simple as a $10 Dairy Queen gift card can go a long ways in that. Lots of suggestions this year about running something fun in October. They are focusing on four simple steps to be more secure, and they're good things to focus on for everyone. Using strong passwords and a password manager. Turn on multi-factor authentication on everything that you can turn it on. How to recognize and report phishing is another one, and updating your software, keeping yourself up to date so that the bad guys don't get in and old software vulnerabilities.
I love that idea. I mean, really getting everybody engaged and make it kind of a, hey, this is the good guys versus the bad guys. Let's get in the game. Let's get on the, we're on the white hat team here. One more question I have for you, Lynn, is just, size of the company. I mean, if somebody's listening and, you know, it's the owner and, you know, four or five people, do they need to be worried about it? Is this for companies 100 above? What size company really needs to worry about this?
Every size company. Every company is a little bit different, but they all have the same challenge to secure their sensitive information. So smaller companies may not have the staff to spearhead a great security culture. Larger companies may have IT staff, but it can be difficult to get that security culture message out and motivate a larger mass of people. Remote users, of course, can be a challenge when it comes to creating any type of company culture, security or otherwise. So you have to make it fun in ways for all of those different segments.
Kev, you had a quick question?
Yeah, Windows 11, Lynn. Do it yet? Is solid yet? Or give it a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're okay. Good. Okay, good. Because I saw a couple of mixed messages. It keeps coming up. I'm like, okay, but we're good. All right.
Good to go on Windows 11. Lynn, it's been a pleasure. This is fun. We look forward to doing more of these in our bite-sized segments here on the program. Bite-sized insights.
Yeah, you're a rock star.
You are. Lynn, so
thanks
so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. No, really enjoyed it. This is important stuff. It really is. I mean, it's just... think of the threats the United States of America faces, our defense, and you've got to be right every time, because if they get in, they shut you down. It's unbelievable. So, important stuff, and we appreciate all of our, a lot of business owners in the audience of What's on Your Mind. So, this is important stuff. Thank you very much. More debate coverage from Charlie Kirk and Jimmy Failla, then Steve Hallstrom Show. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind and the flag. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.